Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And but you know, y'all remember, you know, Jefferson Bethke. Remember where he had the I hate religion, but he loves God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has a new one out called Counterfeit God. Uh-huh. And it's so powerful because we're talking about, you know, the perspective of the church, you know, and you got to hear this. I want to play this for you so you can hear. It's going to be available today on the VFN Torch. And I just love his perspective. It's a spoken word. So you'll hear him speak, you know, speak it out. And just a young man that's got a passion for God. His gift is a spoken word. And he talks, he confronts the church in his last one that he had done. And now he's talking about counterfeit gods. As a matter of fact, listen up.
You might say, I don't believe in God, but the Bible says, not possible. See, everyone has a God, whether or not it's the God of the gospel. You might not believe in God, but everyone has that one thing that's king. Even the dictionary defines God as whatever we make supreme. Because it's a theme, it's a thread, you see it inside all human beings, the fact that we all worship. And no, it's not just about singing. Now I know you like, Jeff, I don't worship. I put that on the shelf, but I say technically we all worship. We just worship ourselves. See, we all worship something. To an object, we're all liable. Ladies, to some, your boyfriend is your God, and Cosmo is your Bible. Yet, we mock and we laugh at the Israelites' golden calf, but we do the same thing right back. It just looks a little different than that. So, question, what's on your throne? See, what do you chase so that you don't feel alone? See, what defines you? What do you give ultimate worth? And what, if taken, would bring ultimate hurt? Now, see, that is your God. And all of us, we've sacrificed deep joy for shallow happiness. To be honest, we look like fools. We're like full-grown adults in the kiddie pool going, oh my goodness, guys, this is like so cool. Because we're slaves to our possessions. We're always craving something new. Reality check, if you can't give it up, you don't own it. It owns you. And that's why the Bible, it says we're spiritual prostitutes. In fact, it even says we're worse, because at least prostitutes get paid for their works. All we get paid is a hearse. And that's why worship, it's not just behavior. It goes way into our core. So ask, what is your God? What do you bow down before? For example, some of us, we don't worship God, but we worship what he said. We got theology in our head, but in our hearts, poor, pitiful, naked, and dead. Or some of us worship in stadiums, or some of us worship in bars. Some of us worship our possessions, or some of us worship our cars. See, some of us worship science, or some of us worship the arts, but I don't care what clothes your idol's wearing, the disease is the heart. Or my favorite is those guys who say, Jeff, I'm a man because I'm in control. Okay, then tell me, why can't you stop having sex with your hand while staring at your MacBook Pro? Or what about those guys who trade their wives for their jobs at work, give more time to their boss than their actual wives' needs or hurts? And ladies, no guy can love you more than Jesus already has, so stop putting your worth in Magic Mike. He's so much better than that. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, Jeff, are you saying that we should hate money, hate alcohol, and never have sex? No, but I'm saying God created those all to be enjoyed in their proper context. But I want to transition. I want to make a spiritual incision. Can we really say these things are the ultimate purpose of living? I mean, instead of worshiping the creator of you and I, we've all said, screw you, God, I'll take your stuff, but you can die. But that trade is terrible, trading God for man. It's like God offers us water, and we say, but God, this is such good sand. Or my friends, they'll say, Jeff, a God that requires me to give up something, I just can't fathom. Yet most of us seem fine giving up everything for a quick orgasm. I mean, am I the only one who's felt the gnawing within? Am I the only one who's felt the weight of my own sin? But see, here's what's unique. Go ahead and critique, but if you hear anything, hear this one thing that I speak. Where we exchange ourselves for God, thinking we could be him. He exchanged himself for us, absorbing all of our sin. I mean, God literally put on flesh, and do you see how he treated him? The ultimate war veteran, because he was killed for our freedom. Nonetheless, he was thinking of you and me with every whip that beat him, knowing full well we'd still go, nah, I don't really need him. But like a father, he couldn't bear his children to not be free. So he thought up that tree, paid our fee for specks of dirt like you and me. So my plea is let him restore his proper place. I promise he loves you right now. Just trust in his grace, because before I leave, I'll leave you with this. What are those other things took nails in their wrists? Or how about when's the last time money or sex forgave you? When's your boyfriend set you free from all you're enslaved to? See, what else died so that you could be made new? Or when's the last time the world promised satisfaction and actually came through?
So true, the church. He's talking to the ones who caught God's eye. He's talking to us. Mm-hmm. And it's so true if we apply the principles and understand that everybody has a God.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who is it?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it?
What is it?
If only 3% of America, the American church, says, God, you gave me this job, you gave me this increase, and we give him his tithe and his offerings, then he's our God.
Mm.
But if we say, I cannot afford to acknowledge you are the one who gave this to me.
Mm.
And so I cannot give you any of what you gave me. Then we say, money's God.
Mm.
And the mercies of God is that he would even let us still have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm.
Mm. This is such a now word. It's such a now word for our perspective that if we apply the principles and what you're even here with Jefferson and what he's talking about, and we're going to make that available to you today on the VFN Torch, that, listen, let God's Spirit confront you. Just be confronted. You know, it's amazing. It took me a long time to realize people avoid confrontation. They don't want to be, mm-hmm. they don't want, you know,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, talk to me. I want to hear, give me some feedback. People aren't like that.
Nope.
They're going like, no, I have no problem. I have no idea that my leg's dragging behind me. I don't mm-hmm. even know it. And I just don't we'll talk about it. Or not only is the elephant in the room, the elephant's sitting on you in the room. And they're going like, don't see it. Don't talk about it. You know, and it's like, but your life's miserable and the people are miserable around you, and that God loves you, and that, you know, that, but this is a battle for your heart. He's, you know, like Jefferson's saying, you know, the disease is not a matter of the flesh. The disease is a matter of the heart. And you think about dis-ease, where things are easy. And so your easy is no longer easy. It's been dissed. It's dis-eased. And you're anxious, and you're nervous, and you're worried, and you're concerned, because all of your gods are about to fall. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a religion. Maybe, you know, it's money. You know, maybe your god is America. Maybe you made God, America, your god. You know, maybe you made your denomination a god. You know, maybe you made, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you know, it's amazing what people, maybe you've made your digital device God.
Mm.
You know, and how you know is that when you do without it, how do you respond to that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I really believe what's about to happen in America is there's going to be a God check. You know, things are going to stop for a little bit. So that, God, he says, the reason why I took you in the wilderness, we told Israel, the reason why I took my people in the wilderness is to reveal what was in your heart. Now, he knew what was in their heart, but they didn't know what was in their heart. But when you get into a place that you no longer have your loaves, your garlic, your fishes, your idol, all the different things that you have in your life, you find out that, hey, you know, and you start, you may find out, like, I don't even know God. I knew of God, and I was very religious, but if I knew him, I would know he's with me now, but now I'm saying things like, I'm all alone, and there's nobody here for me, and I lost all my stuff, and God's going, like, didn't you tell everybody that you had me?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you tell everybody I'm the one that gave you that job?
That's right.
And if I'm the one that gave you that job, can I give you another job? Can I take you into the wilderness and take everything from you and give you over to your lover so they don't want you anymore? And then finally you're left with nothingness, and then I could begin to whisper in your ear and restore. Can't I restore you and begin mm-hmm. to give things back to you one at a time to begin to show that, hey, I am the one that gave you the stuff before. It wasn't your lovers, but it was actually me who did it. And that's how God works.
Mm.
That's Hosea chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is a process of God, and understand that it's a God check. You know, and it's sort of like this. If you're going to go into the military, you know, and you're going to go into boot camp, if you want to be prepared for it, you know, you start, you know, exercising. You know, you cut your hair, go ahead and cut it. Everybody always thinks that they cut it short, but when they get it, they find out there is shorter. I think I can see my neuroceptors in my brain for the hair. And that.
My ears got so big.
Yeah, ears, yes. And so you just start preparing for what you know is going to come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can prepare now for this God check. And let me tell you, if you prepare now, there'll be a grace in your life that even though you have things don't have you. And so if they disappear for a little bit, if you're without them for a little bit, and you can brace yourself, like we've been talking about, you can listen to Brace Yourself, you know, on your application and highlights or on the VFN Torch, and understand that you can prepare yourself. And one thing is just begin to deny yourself. You know, pick up your cross and begin to deny yourself. Because Jesus said if we don't do that, we can have no part of him. Despite what all the American major majority gospel is, you know, that we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross and follow him. But we can only do that through the empowerment of the cross. But we have to at least entertain the probability that I may have to say no to myself. You know, and say, God, I want to put you on the throne of my heart, because I may have you on 1 hour of one day of the week right now. That's where I got you, get that part of my life, but you don't have my every day. You don't have my every hour, you know, and I want you in the center of the throne of my heart. You want to invite him in the throne of my heart. And so you can begin to prepare yourself now. Listen, it's a lot better than walking right straight into boot camp out of shape. You know, and all this stuff, you just have the shock. As a matter of fact, I know somebody right now that they went straight from that kind of mindset into this whole guarded, you know, cushioned, you know, naive life, and they went into the Navy, and they just went in shock. They just went in shock. I'm in the Navy boot camp. Come on, you know, the Marines are going, really? Is that possible?
They give you a nice hat and a nice, you know.
Yeah, they were just in shock. I mean, they could not believe because they did not prepare themselves for it. And they kind of went catatonic almost, you know, and had to go through this whole process. And it's like, that's what's going to happen. You know, this is a God check about to happen. God's going to take you personally, maybe, or us as a people through a wilderness experience to reveal to us what he already knows is inside of us that we might not yet be aware of. And realize that God only reveals things to heal things. He's not, you know, going, look at you. He's going, oh, I'm glad you noticed that. That's been around for a little bit. You need to go ahead and do away with that. You know, and then you got to go to him and say, Lord, you know, and repent. This is the message that's not being preached today, is repent and be baptized. I mean, that was the first message of the church. Mm. And repentance is not a analytical decision. Repentance is changing not only your mind, but your heart and your direction and what you're doing with something. Mm-hmm. Now, that could be done in a decision in one moment, but your understanding of the cross of Christ, which needs to be available on VFN TV, cross of Christ and the dependency factor, is that you'll be empowered to walk that out by God. I mean, he requires something of us to do that we can't do outside of him, but we have to make the decision to do it before he will empower us to do it. And then we have to put our faith in his finished work on the cross that releases his spirit to do it. So what that's called is abiding with God. By hanging out with God and trusting him in this, we can do this, but it's together. It's a relationship. And so if you have not yet, you know, learn how to abide with him. And it's very important. And there's a definition of abiding. I mean, and this is our definition of it. This kind of just explains it in a nutshell, is that you're hanging out with God on a regular basis. You're hiding his word in your heart. You're reading his word. You're reading it. You're reading the Bible, not people's viewpoint. You're reading the Bible. And you're hiding parts of that word in your heart. You're memorizing it. Why? Because he says, thy word hath I hid in my heart that I would not sin against you. So by hiding, spending time with God and reading his word and memorizing it in our heart, it helps us to say no to sin and identify sin, because the word is the truth. And so if a lie comes our way and we have the truth, we can go, I know that's a lie because I know the truth. And then we talk to God. Prayer is talking to him. Mm-hmm. And then we share, you know, our needs and what's going on. And then we listen to God. We just don't talk at him and leave. We listen to him and what he tells us or impresses on us to do. And we write that down, by the way. Mm-hmm. And then we go do it. That's abiding. And we have a simple plan for you to do that. If you presently do not have a simple plan, or, you know, we have one for you. You can request it for free right now. You can go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and read over a little bit, but you can request it. It comes instantly to you. Got a little simple little a video to be able to show you, you know, it's very basic. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And when you do, we have evidence from all age groups and all people across the land, different types of people, that if you'll apply this simple plan and do it with the right heart before God, God will meet you there. Mm-hmm. You just hang in there and watch God and do it for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It could say, you know what, I'm going to take 6 weeks out of my, it takes 40 days to develop a habit, right? So they say, so just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm just going to do this for 6 weeks. And it tells you how to do it. It gives you a good plan to do it. You know, a lot of people want to do it. They just don't have a plan to do it. They need a plan to do it. And that's what that's about. It's iAbide. You think about it, you got iPads, you got iPhones, and you now you have iAbide. So go to iabide.org and get your plan today. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.